Amen. Isn't that true? Let's go back to the book of Luke that we started on last week. We want to talk about some principles of faith today. Last week and this week, we want to finish up today. We were talking about being under construction, that our lives are continually being worked on. One thing I want you to remember today, that God is for us. He's not against us. He's working for us. And this story here about Peter is a beautiful, beautiful rendition of how much God really loves us and works with us. Peter, we know his life. No need to reiterate that. But Jesus is talking to him because Peter was the one, you remember, walked in Revelation. He's the one who said that you're the Son of God. And Jesus said that that was revealed to you. So in the book of Luke, chapter 22, beginning in verse 31, it's where we picked up last week, says, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you, that he might sift you like wheat. But I prayed for you. I prayed for you that your faith fail not, and when you turned again, strengthen the brothers." That's beautiful right there. That scripture right there is so beautiful because it just really, really shows the heart and compassion of God. And God has called us into this world to be a light, to be a testimony. We have a commission that God has put on every one of us to go and be a light, to go and be different. And so today we're going to talk, I just want to give you a couple principles today, just three principles that I want to share with you today, that God wants us to learn, that even though we're under construction, and even though there's a lot going on in our life, our faith's going to be tested, our faith's going to be tried. Well, if that's true, then how do we grow in faith? How do we establish our faith? How do we become what God wants us to do? And so that's what he was telling to Peter here. Peter was saying that, "No, Lord, I'm not going to deny you, and I'm going to do all that." And Peter and Jesus was telling him, "I know your heart, Peter. You got a desire to do what's right, but you're not going to do it because you're going to go through times of failure. But I'm praying for you that your faith don't fail." He didn't say that Peter wouldn't fail, but that his faith wouldn't fail. And I want to give you some principles today that if you follow them, your faith will begin to grow and develop. And when you go through hard times, your faith will bring you through. Your faith will bring you through times in your life when you absolutely don't have what it takes in yourself to get through it. All right, the first one I want to talk about today is that God wants us to be stable. God wants us to be stable. We're going to look at some different scriptures this morning. Just one in particular in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, if you'll turn there with me. But I want you to understand, number one, God wants us to be stable. Our faith is a faith that will stabilize you. James said, 1 and 8, said, "A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." What's God teaching us? He's telling Peter that, Peter, no matter how desiring you are to do what's right, there are going to be times that you fail. There are going to be times that you fall on your face. There are going to be good days, there's going to be bad days. But the bad days don't need to push you back. You need to continue to move forward. And if you will walk in faith, even in the bad days, when you learn the principle of faith, that faith will not fail you, it will bring you through it, you will begin to establish a stability. Now, right beside the word stability, put confidence. God wants us to have confidence in his word that no matter what we're going through, that your faith, Peter, don't fail. Peter, you say you're not going to deny me. And if you read on in that chapter, he denies him. Just like he said he wasn't going to do, he did it. What was happening? Jesus was proving to him that our intentions, as good as they are, sometimes will not carry you through. And the enemy has a tendency to jump on you sometimes when you fail or when you make mistakes or whatever and tell you that you're nothing. But I want you to understand you are everything in God. And God doesn't throw you away because you make a mistake. God doesn't throw you away because you have a failure. He wants you to learn from that failure and understand that your faith doesn't fail. Amen. We need that. Because how many times have you ever been discouraged? How many times have you wanted to give up? How many times have you wanted to quit? And I want you to get this right here. God never gives up on you. He never gives up on you. Don't you have those days when you feel stronger than others? Don't you have those days when you feel like your faith is stronger, but then tomorrow it may not be? See, there's an unstable pattern there, and that's called life. But God wants us to understand that when you understand, even though I may be unstable sometimes, my faith doesn't have to be. God's relationship with me, and you got to get this, He does not let go of your hand when you're going through hard times. He does not give up on you when you're not Superman or Superwoman. He does not turn His back on you. Amen. He loves you with an unmeasurable love. And He will bring you through whatever you're going through. I want you to understand one thing, that God gives grace, and you got to get this right here, and grace restores. Amen. Grace restores. You know you have them days that it just seems like all hell is coming against you and you feel about that high. But I want you to understand God is with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And He's telling you that your faith can be stable. God, I don't understand. I'm weak. I'm fearing. I'm going all through it. But God says, my faith will not fail. Amen. The second thing that we got to learn, the second principle that I want you to get, is that you got to learn to deal with fear. You got to learn to deal with fear. Peter's standing there, and Peter's saying, Lord, though everybody else deny you, I'll never deny you. And I love Peter because he had a good intention. But later on that day, just what Jesus said, Peter denied him. And Peter got so upset with himself that he ran off into the night. Fear came over him because all of a sudden when he was standing in that crowd, there's a lady in the crowd. She said, aren't you one of them that was with Jesus? And all of a sudden fear grips his life. And all of a sudden he just kind of loses it. And he just cusses the whole crowd out. And he says, I don't know him. And he walks away. You know, we've all had days like that. We've all had days like that where we feel like we lost it. But I want you to understand that in order to establish your walk with God and establish your faith, you must learn to deal with fear. Isaiah chapter 41 says, fear not, for there's nothing to fear. Amen. Fear not, for there's nothing to fear. Whatever is causing you to have fear, whatever's causing you, you know, we have those things in our mind that what if this was to happen or what if that was to happen. You know what that is? That's fear. Fear and faith cannot hold hand in hand. Fear, get this, holds to what you can do. Faith holds to what God can do. Now, we're all human. And because we're human, we have a tendency to fear. But God said, I've not given you the spirit of fear, but what? Love, power, and what's the next part? A sound mind. And so if I'm going to walk in faith, if I'm going to be what God would have me to be, I've got to learn to deal with those things in my life that causes me not to have faith. Is it sickness? Is it people? Is it situations? Whatever the case may be, God is telling me that I've got to be strong in faith. That means that I've got to learn what I need to learn, and I've got to grow in what I need to grow in, and I need to establish my strength in God. With God, all things are possible. And then here's the last one I want to give you this morning. We've got to develop a pressing mentality. We've got to develop a pressing mentality. Go with me to Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. This is beautiful right here. God's calling us to make a difference. God's calling us to do a work. But we're going to have to deal with some fears. We're going to have to deal. But we need a mentality. We need to develop a pressing mentality. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Look what it says. And let us not grow weary. Let us not grow weary. That's powerful right there. You remember I said every word. Let us not grow weary. Let us not grow weary. I need to understand what in my life is causing me to be weary. I need to understand what in my life is causing me to fear. I need to learn what it is that's causing me to feel like a failure. And I need to understand that I'm not a failure. I'm a child of the King. I'm ordained by God. I can do what He said I can do. I can be what He said I can be. And I will no longer walk in the realm of fear, but I'm going to build my faith to the point that I'm going to trust God to do what He said He was going to do. Amen. A pressing mentality says, you know, there's always that spirit says, give up. Just quit. You're never going to be anything. You're never going to do anything. Just quit. We've all had that happen. We all feel that way. But we got to press through that feeling. See, I have to ask myself a question. Maybe you need to ask yourself this question too. Is my faith depending, is my relationship with God depending on faith or feelings? Feelings will always carry you left side or right side. Faith will always keep you in the middle. Does that make sense? Faith will keep you in the middle. Listen, we got to develop a pressing mentality. He said, don't be weary. What is it that's causing you to be weary? What is it that's coming against you to take your fear, to take your faith? What is it that's coming against you to get you to quit? Are you depressed? Are you discouraged? Let me tell you, if you look around this world and listen to the news over 5 minutes, it's easy to get depressed, isn't it? But you see, we're of another kingdom. Our kingdom is not of this world. I really don't care what Obama does. I really don't care what any of them do. Because I have a God that's higher than he is. I have a king that's under control. How many of you know that God is still in control? Now, I'm human, and I'm affected by what's around me. And there are days that I'm stronger than others. But I've got to learn these principles so that I will not waver, but when I've done all to stand, I stand. Amen. I want to give you a couple things about pressing. Guard against stagnation. Guard against stagnation. Weariness comes from doing the same thing over and over. Look at your prayer life. Do you pray the same way every time? Do you go through the motions in your prayer? How many of you know if you go through the motions, that's what you'd just be motion? Guard against stagnation. The testing of your faith is that God, the enemy don't want you to grow. So he wants you to be satisfied right where you are. Let me ask you a question. What good thing did you do for somebody this week? What did you do? Let me ask you this. Tell the one beside of you, hold on now, you need to hear this. Hold on, you need to hear this. What did you do different this week that you don't usually do? Did you do anything different? You know, they got this thing out now which I think is great. You ever been through the drive-thru and somebody pay for your meal? Or you go to the window and you get ready to pay for it and they say, well, they've already paid for it. That makes you feel just, man, that's wonderful. Even if it's just a cup of coffee. It just means that somebody cared that much. Do you know what little thing we can do to change and to show people, hey, there is a God? So what did you do different this week? Think about your life this week. What are you going to do different? Just come on. Guard against stagnation. Second thing real quick. Learn to read the signs. Learn to read the signs. What in the world does that mean? You know where you are better than anybody else in your walk with God. You know if you're on fire or if you know you're in the freezer. You know if you're excited or you know you're not. Learn to read the signs. Learn to press through those things that want to contain you and keep you down, because inside of you is a gift. Inside of you is an explosion that God wants you to give to somebody if it's just a smile. Have you ever noticed how contagious a smile is? Isn't it hard to be mad at somebody that's smiling at you? A little smile. And the last thing, look for the positive. Look for the positive. God wants us to develop a pressing mentality. There's a lot of negative in this world. And I'm going to tell you one thing. Negativity is like a weight. Negativity is like a black cloud. And it's all around us. What people need today, and as Jesus was telling Peter, he said, Peter, when you're restored, I love that part, go and strengthen the brethren. Peter, you're going to learn this lesson. You're going to learn that your faith won't fail you. And when you are restored, when you get back on your feet, I want you to go tell somebody what happened to you. So, God says for us to look for the positive. As we move through this world, as we move through the avenues of this world in America today, this is the greatest opportunity that we've ever had for ministry. Because people are hurting in such a great way. Look for ways this week. I pray that your faith won't fail you this week. I pray that you will learn more about what God will have you to do. And I pray that when you go out, you'll make a difference in somebody's life. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Lord, for your love, for your power, for your just who you are. Lord, I want to thank you that even though we're under construction, you never give up on us. Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, that you never stop. You never quit. You always believe in us when we don't even believe in ourselves. We ask you, Lord, that we would go out and be a testimony today. Even though there's so much negativity around us, let us be a light that shines in the midst of darkness. Go with us, I pray today, God, that we'll accomplish great things for you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.